Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace, and shortly joining me will be co-host Tyson Cherry and Don Baker. What we're talking about tonight is dysfunctional relationships. I'm guessing that many of us, most of us, have been involved at one time or another in a dysfunctional relationship, whether that relationship has been romantic or whether it's been in the workplace, in your family, a friendship. We've all experienced some type of dysfunction in a relationship. And I don't necessarily think that dysfunction is when you're having, you know, some problems or some disagreements, discrepancies in a relationship. But it's when you don't correct those things that are going wrong in a relationship, and they make you feel and act other than you normally would. So with that, before I let the hosts, I just want to make a couple of announcements. We have something very exciting coming up on June 6th. We have Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine, I'm sorry, I keep saying June 6th. June 10th, people. June 10th, Friday, June 10th. We have Rise and Shine, and that is going to be Don Baker, our co-host, who's going to be on tonight. Don Baker is going to be doing a talk, and that talk is going to be Rise and Shine. And if many of you know Don from some of the late events that we did, our first event at AXIS, also at ICS, the blind date, you know, and what I've gotten back, you know, the feedback that I've gotten, you know, about Don has been wonderful. So you guys will really enjoy this talk. And also we have, after Don speaking, we have Damon Rozier, who is a sit-down comedian, athlete, single father, who's also quadriplegic. I believe he's a quadriplegic, yes. Yes, chest down paralyzed. And he wrote a book called Surviving the Game of Life. And he's going to come and he's going to talk to us about the book. I mean, this is guaranteed to be a great event because both Don and Damon, they have just such wonderful, wonderful, just their spirit, their aura is just wonderful, you know, and it is something that I wanted to share with you guys because it really, you know, they both give me motivation. They both just bring it, and they bring it very good, and it's always enjoyable. So with that, I'm going to let the guys in. I didn't want Don's head to get too big, you know, while I didn't want him on the line while I was speaking good about him. So here we go, guys. Here comes Tyson and Don.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Steph? How you doing?
I didn't want your head getting too big.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What's going on? Hey,
okay,
Tyson. What's
you
going
guys?
On, man?
Hi, Don. All right.
Great, great.
Yeah.
So, dysfunctional relationships. I'm going to start off by saying that I think that I am currently in a dysfunctional relationship. And it's not a romantic relationship. It's a family relationship.
Sure.
And I think those might be some of the hardest to get out of because you can't break up with your family.
Right. That's your family.
You understand?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Your family is your family forever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this person, I tend to feel with this person, like you ever see a relationship, a romantic relationship, where maybe you know the guy's abusing the woman or whatever,
yes.
And
yes.
Then it's like, oh baby, I'm sorry, it's never gonna happen again. And when
sure.
you make up, it's so good, but then it's back to the same old, same old.
Yes,
and
yes.
So there's a family member who I feel like I have been going through this with for,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, about 10 years.
Okay.
And, you know, there are some drastic measures that I have taken, you know, but like I said, it's family, and you always have that hope that, you know, this type of behavior is not going to continue, but it also has made me question myself in terms of my own behavior, because, you know, I like to think that I'm right. I like to think that I'm right. But it's made me question myself, you know, in terms of my own behavior. And I don't really, yeah, and it's such an ugly thing within our family. You know, I don't know how I can get an objective point of view on it. You understand?
Well, basically, when you have, okay, a dysfunctional situation, I'm going to tell you, it's something that has to, you have to make the necessary changes, of course. It's not going to just correct itself, if that's what you're looking for.
Right,
for things to just somehow, it's going to, you know, correct itself. You have to, see, change is the inevitable. See, change is going to come about whether we want it to come about or not. The point is, if we can grab the ring, the horse by the ring, so to speak, and we can make the changes, then we are able to get a little control, okay? Because things are not just going to just overnight, boom, and everything is going to be fine. This is not, you know, we don't unfortunately live in the fairy tale land where we live happily ever after. It doesn't work like that in real life, unfortunately.
Oh, darn.
So
are you
we have
sure?
To do that. No. Oh, I'm positive.
I'm waiting for my fairy godmother.
Unfortunately, in the real world, it just doesn't happen like that. But, you know, you have to look for the necessary things. See, sometimes we have to do what's necessary opposed to what we want to do. What we need to do and what we want to do is two total different things. You know, sometimes what we need to do, we necessarily don't want to do, but it's, you know, it's necessary for everybody. You know,
right.
Things can be changed. You just have to be willing to do what you say, mean what you say, and say what you mean.
Right, you know, right.
So
that's very important. And be consistent.
Yes.
And strong and, you know,
you
can
talk about it all day long, and if you don't change it, if you don't try to make some correction with it, it's nothing. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be the same old thing. And you know what? You know they say with the definition of insanity is when you do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, right? So
you have to
change that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and being that it's been going on for 10 years, you know, I'll take a strong stance and then turn around and because I want the relationship to be okay, you know, and I want it to be good again. I think I just weaken and it actually hurts to. Oh, boy. Don't start crying, girl.
Yeah. It's okay
it
to cry. You know, crying is okay. It's okay to cry.
I don't want to cry. I've been crying my butt off lately. But I don't want to push this person away from me because I also see that in their behaviors, they've pushed everybody away.
Yeah.
You understand they've pushed everybody away, and to see them lingering out there on their own is very hurtful.
Sure.
You know, just to see it, because I imagine
also,
and I put my.
It's also hurtful to remain in the same situation over and over and over again. See, it becomes a lose-lose situation. You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't do something about it, if you don't change. Now, of course, it's easier for me to say. I'm outside looking in, right? And, of course, it's easy for me to say. And someone that's given advice is always so easy to give advice, you know. But when you really have to look at the situation and say, well, dang, I need something to change. Change is necessary. And it's also the inevitable. It has to come about whether you want it to come about or not. The question is, you can control when this change takes place. You have the ability to do that. So that's the beautiful part about that. You may not want to do what you need to do, but trust you me, it's a lot better than just doing nothing at all, you know.
You know, it's like it's this strange thing where I feel like I have enough positive things in my life going on, enough happiness in my life going on to where I could sort of take that blow from that person, you know, and I really, there's nothing physical going on, but, you know, it's like, I feel like I could take it, to take that from the person because they have nothing. And I feel like I have, oh boy, this sounds crazy, doesn't it? Oh boy. It sounds crazy. You know, as I talk it out, as I say it, it sounds crazy, you know, because I know that it doesn't make it better for us, you know, for our relationship, and it doesn't make it better for that person.
Right.
Because if you can continue on doing what you're doing, how you're doing it, and there's no repercussions and no consequence and nothing has to change for you, you have no reason to stop.
Right. That's why, you know, you have to make the necessary changes. You have to do something opposed to just letting it sort itself out. It's a real, you know, in life, you know, we're faced with a lot of different things in life. Life is so challenging sometimes. We have to do so many things that happen to us in life. But once we really get a hold to dealing with, see, confrontation of issues and problems, you know, sometimes we have to just look things right in the face and deal with it head first, okay? And it's so important that we do this because it is necessary for both parties. It is necessary for you and it is necessary for the person that you're speaking about, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a necessary thing. Because it's a real issue. You know, some things we would love to just close our eyes and pretend it's going to be all right. You know what I mean? But there are some things that just get worse. Okay?
You're right.
So the necessary things need to be done. And once we do these things, oh, my goodness. You say, wow.
You see the change, and you're like, why didn't
ago?
I do that before?
Yes,
why did I do that
absolutely.
Before?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, Dr. Don. I'm going to. I have Renita, Ms. V is on the line. I'm going to put bring her in, okay?
Yes, indeed.
Hey, V.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm listening to you. Boy, this is a very emotional show.
We're talking about dysfunctional relationships.
Yeah, but y'all gotta give me at least 10. I need 5 more minutes. I'm so sorry. But I haven't even made it upstairs yet. Can I be back to y'all in 5 more minutes?
Sure
enough. You back to us in 5 more minutes?
Yeah, I'm on my way upstairs right now.
We'll be
okay, so I'm gonna put you back on hold, and I'll let you back in 5.
Okay,
okay,
I'm on my way upstairs right now. Okay. Okay.
All righty. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
All right. Mm-hmm. So have any of you guys ever experienced a dysfunctional relationship, whether it be family, romantic, work, anything like that?
All the above.
Wow.
All the above. Mm. Family, relationships, sure, all the above. But I'm going to let Tyson chime in. Go ahead,
but I'm lost, truly. Stephanie, would you like to share exactly what happened or not?
Would I like to share what happened?
Yes.
Not really, because I don't really want to identify the person, you know, because like I said, it is a family relationship, so I don't want to identify the person. But I'm listening, you know, to what Dr. Don said. And I know that changes have to be made because there were, you know, times of relief, and they were after a stance had been taken. But I think, you know, you kind of know in the back of your head what you have to do.
Sure.
But the part that the reality of the situation is, maybe
rough,
maybe may be losing this person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
yes. You know something? You stand a whole lot more to gain. Listen, as soon as you deal with the situation at hand, you stand a whole lot to gain. See, the sooner you deal with it, the sooner you can come at some sort of there's answers to all your questions. You know, there's you know what I mean? There are answers to your questions, but you have to confront what is going on. You can't just close your eyes and say, "Oh, it'll pass or it'll go." You know, you have to deal with it as it. You know, you have to do the necessary things for your own peace of mind, because see, peace of mind is priceless. Okay, you can. I mean, there's nothing like peace of mind, and you need to have that. But you can't see. You can't have it if you are going to allow what is bothering the situation at hand to continue at this point. It is hurting you. You're dealing with a lot of hurt emotion and feelings, and I can understand that, okay? And I get that. But it needs to be confronted. It needs to be dealt with. And as soon as possible, the sooner the better, okay, for your own peace of mind. And like I said, peace of mind is so priceless. It really is. It really is.
I would feel like I'm throwing this person away. You know?
No, you're not throwing anybody away. You're dealing with the matter at hand. Yes. Everybody needs, you know, we all need each other. True indeed. And there's a thing called tough love. You know, tough love is real, okay? And sometimes we all need that tough love. We all need that. It's a necessity. You know, we really need it. So don't feel like that. You know, you'll just be opening up new doors for new things to happen, okay? But you have to be willing to let go. Sometimes you have to let go of things to get things. You know what I mean? You really do.
Yes.
So it hurts.
Let me
Z. Indeed, it hurts.
Back in. Hold on.
Yes, indeed. Sure.
Z?
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Good. Stephanie.
Yes.
Yes. Is that you? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. I love you, boo boo.
Oh, thank you. Love you too. Oh, boy. Okay. Somebody else talk, please.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about dysfunctional relationships.
Dysfunctional.
Somebody else got to say
something.
Dysfunctions
in the family, dysfunction in the relationship, it's rough, and it happens.
Yes.
It happens.
Yes.
It's real. It's real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's real. And you can only control you. You can't control
yes.
nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
You can
mm-hmm.
only control you and what you do, how you feel. And you. I mean, like I said, I told you before, Ms. S., my sister left about 5 years ago. And I'm still walking up and down the street. I wish I could see her. I don't know how I would react if I saw her, you know, because I want to hug her. I want to see her. I want to see her, you know, and stuff like that. I miss the crap out of her. As a matter of fact, my women's group I call Lovely Ladies because that's what we used to call her, Lovely Ladies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I named the group Lovely Ladies, because that's what we used to call her, you know. But I know she's
mm-hmm.
good. I know she's out there and stuff like that. You know, we would welcome her in back in with loving arms. We didn't do nothing, so we would welcome her in with loving arms.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's what she decides,
mm.
you know. So if you're going through something and it says you, then, you know, you have to just let it be, you know, until whatever. Until that person decides what they're going to do about it. And then sometimes if it's something you have to let go of, It's something you have to let go of. So you just have to let it go, you know. You can't let yourself go crazy. And that's what I was trying to get you to call me about last night, because I needed to talk to you. I don't know if you mm-hmm. saw it, but yeah.
I saw it this morning when you had I had fell asleep.
By then I had already calmed down and
good.
Moved on to a different part of the moon.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
A different part of the moon.
Yeah,
like,
last
somebody
night,
else took
last night
about
I was. Last night I was on that hot side. Yeah.
That what? Hot side?
Yeah. Boy.
You see, you know, I could take
that in the wrong direction, right? You didn't. No, I was in a venting mode last night.
Oh, okay.
You
that's what you mean by the hot side. Okay, so you gotta be understanding. See, you know, you gotta be clear about that now.
My son getting on my.
This is late.
My son getting on my reserve nerves.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, you know, I just wanted to vent about it. But, you know, when I woke up this morning, I was good. I was okay about it and everything like that.
Good.
I was able to. I probably put some Stephanie thinking, got into my Stephanie thinking mode. And I was like, what would Stephanie do? Yeah, what would Stephanie say? What would Stephanie do?
Well, apparently Stephanie can't get it together herself. She's on the line boo-hooing and crying.
But you know something? Hey, Steph, you know something?
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing, you know. See, people think crying is a bad or weak thing. No. You know, crying is actually an outlet.
Yes.
It allows you the opportunity to let go of all of that oppressed emotion. Just let it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're human beings. Trust you. We all cry.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Ooh, sometimes I'll be watching a commercial. I just start crying.
I'm gonna tell you something. I start tearing up from Undercover Boss. I start getting tears in my eyes every time they start giving away. Man, I'd be sitting there going like, you know, because you know, God, we got to play it off. I'd be like, yo, yeah, it's all right.
Yep. You know, what makes me teary eyed is when I watch. You ever watch Coming Home? When the guys from the service come home and they surprise their family.
I've seen videos like that.
Mm-hmm. They got a whole YouTube thing about that when the kid, when they surprise.
Oh, okay.
When they surprise their family, God. I think I just sit there just because I want to cry, but I don't have nothing to cry about, so I watch that just to cry.
Oh my goodness!
See?
Seriously,
crying is actually healthy, though. Crying is so healthy.
Yeah,
it really is.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. Makes you feel good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, like,
all right, Tyson,
confession
time. What makes you cry?
What makes?
I don't have nothing. It comes and go. I don't have nothing specific. Just nothing specific.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you what's a beautiful thing, though. See, there's a flip side to crying, you know.
What?
There are tears of joy. Oh, that's a wonderful cry.
Yeah.
When someone makes you so doggone happy and you just start crying. Oh,
wait a
minute. Goodness.
Don't forget the other tears.
What's the other one?
What tears?
You know what tears, boy. Tears
I bet you got something to do with sex, don't it?
Yes, it does. Tears
see,
are
I ain't never,
hey.
I ain't never had none of that. I have never had any that good in my life.
Listen,
what?
I ain't gonna lie
to
you, though. As a guy, I'm going to tell you, it's not easy for a guy, but I'm going to tell you something. We do. You know what I'm saying? We do. Yes, we do.
You had sex so good it made you cry, Don?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I had tears, but see, you know, the beautiful part about it is, like, usually during the act, your eyes are closed anyway. And, those tears be,
Here's the better question. Here's the better question, Don. Have you ever had sex that made somebody cry?
Yeah, but it's kind of weird, though, you know, because you don't know whether you done did something wrong Oh, you this is so good that wait a minute. You all right, baby? Baby, you okay?
But how does that make you feel? As a man, how does that make you feel?
Oh, as a man, the ego was like on high. I mean, the ego was like, But, you know, as long as I know she's okay, you know. Because one thing, I am a sucker for tears. I do not like to see a woman cry. But if I know there are tears of joy, that's another story. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. But I do not like to see a woman cry. Oh, please.
Right.
You know?
She can get her rent paid behind them tears, right?
Yeah. I've had some women that deserve Oscars because they've cried like, and you know, it's amazing. They could just put them off on and off like a faucet. But you know, when I steal my heart, you know what I'm saying? I women crying, mm-hmm. like, oh my goodness, I just get so like, I
mush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. But crying is a good thing, though. Crying is a good thing. It really is.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left, guys, and I want to I just want Dawn to give us a little bit of a pre something to the talk that he's going to be giving us on.
Oh, you mean Rise and Shine?
Rise and Shine. Just give us a little quick.
Well, Rise and Shine is a wake-up call. It's exactly what it is. I want to cover as much ground as I possibly can about the reconstruction of the mindset. It is so vital to us all that we learn the reconstruction of the mind, because once we get ourselves in that positive frame of mind, you too can wake up feeling good for just the fact that you woke up. When you wake up in the morning, you feeling good, and just for no apparent reason other than the fact that you woke up, then you know you have arrived. Welcome aboard.
All right. I like that.
All right. Okay.
I like that.
So I'm really looking forward
like
to this talk.
Me too.
I am. I got you, Dawn. I got you. I'm not going to let you down.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to let you down.
Absolutely.
I'm scared,
all right.
I'm
this is going to be great. This is going to be great. Really looking forward to it.
Yes.
And I just wanted to, you know, just to remind everybody before we go off air, I like this dynamic here with all of us hosting the show. At, you know, at the same time, I really like this. Maybe we need to do this again with all of us.
Why not?
Yeah, because it's a really good, you know, really good vibe going on here. But I just wanted to remind everybody again, on June 10th, we have Rise and Shine and Surviving the Game of Life. That's with Dawn and Dawn Baker and Damon Rozier. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. I'm really excited about it, really looking forward to it. That's June 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. at ICS in Brooklyn. That's at 25 Elm Place on the 5th floor. A flyer will be going out soon. Will be posted online soon where you can RSVP. Join us here every week. I'm sorry. Every week on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For our first Monday of the month is Guy Talk with Don and Tyson. Second Monday is Girl Talk with me and Ms. Z. And we're going to start doing shows together. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I really hope you'll be back. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, guys.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, Lucy.
Bye,
Lucy.
Bye, John. Bye, Mr. Cherry.
Bye-bye, Ms. Z.
I'm thinking it's really bad.